98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to
me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, we were only chatting yesterday about how filming on Wednesday season 3 is underway close to Dublin.
Yes.
Yes, so Jenna Ortega is going to be back here. Catherine Zeta-Jones and Winona Ryder has joined the cast.
Yeah.
Well, wait till you hear who else is coming to Dublin.
Who?
More Hollywood stars. Elijah Wood is going to be at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah. He's in Lord of the Rings.
He's Frodo.
Frodo.
I've never seen it. I haven't seen it either.
No.
Isn't that terrible?
No, it's not terrible.
Oh, because I feel like people love it. It's like Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Not for me.
Elijah Wood is coming to Dublin, as is Paul Wesley, who's known from The Vampire Diaries, as well as Ian Somerhalder.
Okay.
I know him to see. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Mm. He's also in The Vampire Diaries and Lost. So they're all going to be at the RDS for Comic-Con.
Very good. Remember Lost? Everyone was fuming with how it ended.
It just went on for so long, and then things were happening and nothing was ever explained.
Yeah.
I still don't understand.
Was it all a dream in the end?
And the polar bears then. There was just a lot happening.
Part of me kind of
wants to go back and maybe rewatch it someday. Mm. But sure, look it. Anyway, you might see them around Dublin.
Come here. If you're getting married in the next while, or if you're engaged at the moment, the winners of the Irish Wedding Venue Awards have been announced.
Ooh, go on.
So like hundreds and hundreds of couples voted in this.
Yeah.
And so all the winners that I have here certainly are in Dublin. So the best alternative wedding venue is at Fallon and Burn.
Oh, I went to a wedding there. It was lovely. The food's amazing.
Yeah, the food's great. I was at an afters there last year. It was brilliant. The best castle is Clontarf.
Oh, fab.
Best city venue is Stephen's Green Club.
Oh.
Which I haven't been
to. I've never been there.
If it's very important for you to have your dog at your wedding, the best dog-friendly venue, Marco Pierre White, the Courtyard Bar and Grill.
Oh.
I don't know if that's the one in town or the one in Donnybrook.
Is that Donnybrook?
Might be Donnybrook.
The Courtyard in Donnybrook. Allowed to bring your dog.
Yeah, you're allowed to bring your dog. And also, the same Marco Pierre White also won best outdoor venue.
Okay, cool.
And then the Museum of Literature won Best Historic Venue.
Very, very chic. Two of my pals got married at, not Dublin Castle. What's the
City Hall.
There we go. And they brought their dogs.
Adorable.
And they dressed one up as a bride and the other one up as a groom.
So
and it was
cute.
The cutest thing ever. But that's great to know that some of the venues are becoming dog friendly.
Yeah, Marco Pierre White's the one Courtyard Bar and Grill, yeah?
Oh, it's very exciting indeed. I don't know if you saw this morning as well. They're making a TV show all about Jane Eyre.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, at the moment, Wuthering Heights is in the cinema.
Yep.
Huge success. I think they made all their money back within the first weekend.
Fair play to them.
Great opening weekend. I don't know how much, a couple of mil.
Yep.
So, that's directed by Emerald Fennell. And, of course, it was written by Emily Bronte.
Yep.
Yes. So, Jane Eyre is written by Emily's sister, Charlotte.
Oh,
the Bronte sisters.
Sorry, it's a history lesson this morning.
Well, listen to this. Amy Lou Wood is set to star in this new TV series.
Who's Amy Lou Wood now? I'm going to have to Google her. Do I know her?
Well, Brendan, you'll know her from Sex Education and also The White Lotus season 3. She was so, so good in The White Lotus.
Oh, I do know her. Yeah.
Yeah, she's absolutely brilliant. So what's even more exciting about this, though, is that the show is being made by a UK production company called Working Title.
Oh, they've done loads of stuff. I can see their logo straight away.
They've done some of your favourite movies.
Yeah.
Love Actually.
Yeah.
About Time.
Yeah.
They did Emma as well and Pride and Prejudice. And then the script is being written by a woman called Miriam Batche, who wrote Succession.
Oh, God. Miriam. Miriam, please.
Go on, Mims. We look forward to seeing Jane Eyre on our screens at home.
I'm really excited for that. So, Working Title and the person who wrote Succession.
Yeah, lots to look forward
to. Ding, ding, ding. That's going to be 10 out of 10.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitz.
Glamour.
And prizes.
98 FM.
Welcome to Wednesday's edition of Matchy Matchy, the most glamorous game on the radio, where just three words stand between you and phenomenal prizes. The prizes are so fabulous that we don't even discuss them. We've actually hired AI versions of us to tell you more.
I'm here in Dublin Airport, checking out the destinations you could be choosing when you win this €250 flight voucher.
And I'm here at Matchy Matchy headquarters, checking out this fabulous ironing machine. With the press of a button, your life will change.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
The two of them are gas.
They're both in the right place. You in an airport and me ironing. That sounds bang on.
Bit of us.
Good morning to Niamh in Palmerstown. You're on 98 FM, Niamh. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, Niamh. How's everything out there this morning? Is it raining?
It's not. It's all bright, thankfully.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, the mornings are getting bright now earlier, aren't they?
Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. Niamh, who have you got with you this morning?
I have Brandon here with me.
And what age is Brandon?
Brandon is 12.
Fabulous.
Very good.
I believe you're going on a very nice trip soon.
We are. We're going to Florida in May.
Wow.
Oh, have you been before?
I have, but Brandon hasn't, so it's his first time to
that
go.
That is going to be amazing.
Will you be going on some roller coasters, Niamh?
Yeah. Hopefully I don't have to go on too many, but I'm
okay.
Sure Brandon will try them all out.
You can hold the bags.
Yeah.
Niamh, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Like to play with Brendan.
Thank you so much. I'm off to the soundproof booth.
Morning, Brendan. Okay, Brendan's off the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a win in Matchy Matchy. Okay, your first word this morning, Niamh and Brandon, is puppy.
Puppy. Puppy. Puppy. Puppy cup.
Puppy cup. Second word, story.
Story time.
And your third word, wax.
Wax. Wax off.
So we have puppy, cup, story, time, and wax off. Are you guys happy to lock in those words?
Yeah, we're happy enough. Yeah,
we're locking them in. And we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth. I'd say he's had a whale of a time in there this morning. Oh, how are you?
Hello.
Come on, what was going on in there?
That was one of the little orangutan teddies like Punch has in there.
Oh, yeah, so cute.
So lovely. Yeah, adorable.
Okay, Brendan, your first word in Matchy Matchy this Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Puppy.
Puppy. Puppy dog.
Your second word, story.
Story. Time.
And your third word, wax.
Oh no. There's a few options for wax. Wax. Figure?
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Niamh and Brandon in Palmerstown?
Sorry, you got one.
You both said story time. The guy said puppy cup and wax off.
Oh, I was going to say wax on.
Brilliant.
Imagine if I said on and they said off.
There's loads of words before wax.
Yeah, wax.
Bikini wax.
Oh.
Armpit wax.
Yeah.
Wax. I don't know.
Back. And yeah.
Guys, it wasn't to be. We're so sorry. But thank you so much for playing and enjoy your holiday to Florida.
Thank you.
Cheers,
cheers
to you. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Brandon.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, very good. A pup cup.
Pup cup.
Is that when they get the little puppuccino things?
They're so cute. I actually tried a baby chino the other day for the first time.
Did you?
Highly recommend.
Oh.
Guys, we didn't do it this morning, but maybe tomorrow we will. And if you would like to play WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98
98 98. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a punch update this morning.
I do, from that adorable little monkey. Up first, though, if you've ever been on a delayed flight, you'll know how much of a pain in the hole it can be.
Yeah.
very annoying, because, like, if you're anything like me now, you'll have planned a very tight itinerary with very little room for error.
Do you?
You want to squeeze the best out of, you know, your short time away.
Sorry, I thought you meant in the airport. Like, do you kind of leave it to the last minute? No, I go to the airport really early.
I flip-flop. If I'm going, if it's a short flight, I'll go just before I need to be there.
Oh no.
But if it's longer, I'll go earlier.
I only relax the second I get there and through security.
Yeah, fair enough. You'll find her in press.
Yes.
For me, I've been left waiting in airports for like just maybe only an hour or two.
Mm.
And once I was sat on the tarmac on the plane for, I think it was about 3 hours.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Waiting for the worst of Storm Eunice to pass.
Oh,
and
dear.
Storm Eunice, I was flying to my friend's surprise engagement drinks. And the last thing I saw, so I was watching the storm on my phone, like on all the news channels. Mm. And the last thing I saw just before we took off was a full-size cruise ship being smacked into a dock by the waves.
Wow, lovely.
And the roof of the O2 in London being ripped off by the storm force winds. And I was going to London.
Oh no.
Spare a thought for the poor people thinking they were flying out of Munich the other day.
What happened?
Around 100 flights were cancelled because temperatures dropped to -1. There was a lot of snow, whatever, right? So most of those passengers, they were waiting at the terminal or they went home or they stayed at home, right? But there were 6 planes that were waiting on the tarmac full of people, which couldn't go back to the terminal because they would have broken late night noise rules. Oh, so they weren't allowed to move because it was after midnight or 1 a.m. Yeah. So 600 passengers on those planes had to sleep on the plane on the tarmac overnight.
Oh, very uncomfortable. And it's the food thing.
But that's the thing.
No food then.
No. So the airline said that they provided the passengers with the best possible care on the aircraft. Mm. However, the passengers say that didn't include food or drink and there were no blankets.
Oh no.
You know, if you're just trying to sit on the plane, you can't get... And especially if it's one of the planes where the seats don't go back.
No.
Forget about it. Affected passengers have been told to expect, quote unquote, appropriate compensation payments.
Ah yeah, you'd want a few free flights
out of
that.
You'd be hoping for something now, wouldn't you?
Yes, you would.
Up next, there's a festival in England that sounds right up your and mine Strasse.
Yeah.
The lineup later this summer includes Steps, Cascada,
sorry,
and Robbie Williams.
What?
And I cannot believe what I'm about to say. This apparently is the festival where these gals are finally getting back together.
You're joking.
Does it sound too good to be true?
Yes, sadly.
Replica Festival is hoping to break the world record for the largest number of tribute acts to perform at one gig.
I actually would like to go to
this. I still want to go. It changes nothing.
I love the names of the replica acts.
Yeah. So leading the 2026 lineup are the Bootleg Beatles.
Yeah.
No Oasis,
brilliant.
And Got to Be Steps.
I think Foasis is a great one too.
Foasis is really strong. Viva captures the essence of the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
While West Zone brings the music of Westlife and Boyzone together.
Screaming. It's like Boyzone. We only asked the lads about it.
Also featured is Stoke-on-Trent's very own Dan Budd as Robbie Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And across the weekend, there will be uncanny performances from the lookalikes of, this is excellent, Ron Jovi.
Brilliant.
Guns to Roses.
Yeah.
And Take That, Rule the World.
Yes.
Replica is on in Derbyshire from the 25th to the 28th of June. And I honestly think it will be
That'll
brilliant.
Be a great old weekend away now.
I'd say it'd be excellent. Finally this morning, I've got a Punch update for you. The adorable snow monkey from Japan that's stolen all of our hearts and taken over my timeline.
I can't believe that I hadn't seen it until you mentioned it on Brendan's bit. And then now, it's everywhere.
Punch is everywhere.
It's all over my timeline.
Yeah, so in case you haven't heard, Punch was rejected by his mother when he was born 6 months ago. So instead, he clings to a soft toy for comfort and safety. The videos are everywhere.
So cute.
Staff at the zoo where he lives have been trying to get the rest of the monkey family to take him in. It's been a bit up and down now, I'll be honest, right? So I've seen some videos of them embracing him.
Yeah.
The other little baby monkeys playing with Punch. Some of the adult ones grooming him.
Mm.
And then some have sent him running back to his soft toy for safety. So the orange orangutan teddy is from IKEA.
Mm.
And guess what? It is sold out almost everywhere.
Oh, I'd say so.
Basically, there was a local IKEA, donated a load of soft toys to that zoo, and Punch ended up with that toy, which is nicknamed Aura Mama.
Oh.
So the toys, real IKEA name is Jungelskog.
Yeah.
And it's listed on IKEA's Irish website for €17. They always have mad names for all their furniture.
Yeah, they do.
I always had a Malm.
Yeah, I think I
did
had a
you
few
Malm?
Malms.
I think you had a Malm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But because of our obsession with the little monkey, the toy is now sold out in IKEA's all over the world. So you can't, it's currently out of stock. I have another Punch update though.
Yeah.
We now know what he sounds like.
Oh.
It's unexpected.
Right.
Here's a video that somebody filmed of Punch the other day, and it's been shared with the caption, Punch sounds like a little bird.
Oh, he does.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, he's such a dote.
He's so adorable. People are now reselling those IKEA toys online for hundreds of euro.
I can only imagine.
That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Wednesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
He's flying the Irish flag on one of the toughest business shows on TV. Cork entrepreneur Conor Galvin is currently battling it out in the boardroom on The Apprentice, and he joins us right now in studio. Conor, hello.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. And battling out is very fair to say. I was through the ringer of it last week's episode, so happy now to have had a week's break and looking forward to tomorrow's episode.
What is it like watching yourself back on TV?
I don't recognise myself. Really? I think as soon as I went in there, I went in myself, I'm pretty optimistic, pretty energetic, lighthearted. And then as soon as I went in on day one and you're in the boardroom, I was like, oh, everyone's taking this very seriously.
The energy changed, did it?
And my energy changed. And I think you have this response when you see everyone else taking things so seriously. You're like, oh, am I a diversity hire? am I the personality hire? I was like, they're going to chop me straight away. And because my friends were like, don't the Irish people always go home first or second? So I got that in my head as soon as I got in there. And it's mental how you have, like, you just have a little thing inside you that says, oh. And so anyway, watching it now, back to your question, I'm like, I took it very seriously.
Mm. Yeah, but I suppose you have to because you set all these challenges. And your first challenges was actually set in Hong Kong. What was that like?
That was mental. So again, there's 20 of us and they're like, we're flying you straight to Hong Kong to do a scavenger hunt. So there's 9 items on a page. We don't know what any of those items are.
Yeah.
And there's 10 lads in Hong Kong and 10 voices trying to figure out these 9 items that we don't know. And all we have is a map. We don't have phones. We don't have Googles. We're not allowed in a supermarket. Do you know, all the easy way out is gone. Which,
the drama.
Yeah, but sure. I'm here for it. I'm sitting eating my popcorn, wondering where I can stir the cauldron at any second. But you know what? It was brilliant.
Yeah.
How was Hong Kong?
I wouldn't know. I was too busy frantically going through the markets. I never got to open my eyes up to the rest of it. But it was a chaotic episode. We failed miserably, both boys and girls, and it ended up in a double firing. So on episode one, it was off to a fiery start.
Yeah, very much so.
Come here, tell us about your photo booth business.
Yeah, so I am big on storytelling. I'm from West Cork and we would have grown up with like 40, 50 cousins. So every time we'd meet at our grandparents, it always revolved around memories and stories. So I was always big on storytelling and kind of personalised keepsakes. So I came up with the idea of a photo booth that has the story attached to it. So if it's a wedding, a birthday, or let's say a corporate event, you have the full write-up of the event and then you become the cover star.
Yeah.
So if it's a vintage newspaper, a comic, you essentially get a picture taken and you're placed on the front and centre.
I've seen them, I love them.
Yeah, so it's just a much more personalised keepsake than maybe just a Polaroid picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was nice, lighthearted, novel. I used to work in corporate environments and I was like, I just want something a lot easier for me, just a bit more balance. And so this was a very way that aligned for me. And I had validated the business idea in Ireland within a few months. I got, you know, really did well in the wedding industry and big kind of brand names that I worked with, and I wanted to expand into the UK. So that was my business plan for Lord Sugar to help me expand into Birmingham, Manchester and London.
Very good. And come here, what was the actual audition process like getting on to The Apprentice? Like, you need to obviously have your own business set up already, or is it an idea, or do you need to have your own business?
Either or.
Right.
Right. What you have to be able to do realistically is talk the talk, which as a yapper I can do.
Not a bother.
And then I had to walk the walk, and I might as well have been walking drunk and blindfolded. But do you know what you have to do is, there's 80,000 people apply and not once can you let yourself think that this is going to be me. And you have to go in there and be yourself, because that's kind of when the rest flourishes. So I was like, I'm going to have a bit of crack with this. And I actually really enjoyed it because I didn't have any expectations from it. Yeah. Now, that also, I was like, they also want a little bit of feistiness here. So you let out a few comments which kind of get noted.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, and that always helps.
Can you give us an example of one of the comments that you said in your audition?
Right, okay, this is bad. Now, this is bad. But I do think that this might have been like, geez, that was a brutal comment. And I meant it lighthearted. So there was another girl in my audition and she was an undertaker.
Yeah.
And she had maybe 3 or 4 like funeral homes around the country. And I was just fascinated by some, like, she was in her 20s and an undertaker. And I was like, geez, I never met someone in their 20s as an undertaker. That's amazing. And it really stood out to me after, like, we heard like maybe 10 or 15 other people say what they did. And so then anyway, they go, who do you think should be fired? And well, my lava sewers went up. I said, and it just came to me. I was like, I have to say it. I was like, thank God Megan is an undertaker, because her chances of winning this are dead.
Oh,
excellent.
But I was like, it came out, and I was like, afterwards, she was like, no, that was brilliant.
Yeah,
Bravo. Like,
she game recognizes game.
Yeah.
She was like, you have to do what you have to do. And she loved it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, just having those, like, you know, she could laugh at it. Had those comments really stood out.
Seal the deal.
Off the TV, IRL, what's Alan Sugar like?
He really cares about the show.
Okay.
Like, he really is passionate about the show and the candidates. And he obviously, he's done this for 20 years, so he kind of knows how the show works. But he really wants to get to the best partner at the end of the process. Yeah. So there's 20 of us, we all start at zero, and it's up to us to impress them or to stand out. So, you know, that he really does care about the candidates and, like, bettering them. He knows that you have to be kind of tough and to weed out the people who, you know, have the business acumen and who are savvy. But yeah.
It's good. And what's that boardroom really like?
It's like being in trouble when you're like, it's as if, do you know when you go into the first confession box and you can't remember what your script is?
Yeah.
And you're like, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Is it? And you're like, and it goes out the window and you're like, oh, for just when I was lying. It was terrifying. It's like being in trouble with your principal in school. I'm 30 years old now, and I was like, oh, surely I have no fears.
Yeah.
Going in front of there, and it's like, it's dead silence. There's faces on you. No one's smiling.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is scary. Because I would be kind of conflict averse anyway.
Okay.
But you really have to double down, stand on your haunches here.
Yeah.
And there's no time for giggles. There's no time for saying that her chances of winning are dead.
I'd have a nervous laugh.
Serious business. Oh, you know when you laugh? Like, if I get awkward or uncomfortable, I just laugh. I get the nervous giggles. So
on a resting face.
Resting face.
Resting face. Yes.
Well, Connor, look, congratulations. If people want to follow your business, you're at Press Print Paper on Instagram.
Brilliant, yes.
And we will see The Apprentice continue tomorrow night, BBC One, 9 p.m.
Woo! Thank you so much for having me.
Get up! 98 FM Big Breakfast
with Rebecca and Brendan.